Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome everybody to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke over there. We're hanging out with you today on a Friday, on a Tuesday. It could be, but no, it's a Monday. Welcome everybody to a Monday edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. It's Monday, right, Luke?
It's so mean, the mind games that you play with me sometimes on these.
This time, Brian. I know it. See, it's funny before because I didn't know and it was legitimately I would self-own, but now I'm doing it on purpose just to mess with you, and I just want to say that I hope everybody else is in on the joke. If not, it's funny for me.
Happy Monday to you, Brian. Glad to be on the air with you. I am broadcasting out of the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin, and you're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM out of Madison and WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus.
I am sitting here in the Waukesha Studios, as yet to be named, so we're going to be calling it the Waukesha Studios for now. I just got the rack today. I'm very excited, but you're listening to us on 540 AM. Out of Waukesha, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Check us out any time. We're pretty darn awesome, and I'm feeling pretty awesome today because I get to put something together. The giant Lego project that is the Waukesha studio gets to begin today.
Yeah.
Mere seconds after I get off the air, I'm going to build a rack here with my daughter who's in, who has the day off of school randomly. And no, seriously, it was like one of those like, oh, back-to-back Mondays off? Okay. All right. But she's here. And the reason I was laughing so much at the beginning of the show is because she's eating some cold French fries right now, I think, or maybe some cold chicken nuggets, and I think she cut the top of her mouth because the cold French fry was like, it wasn't hot, but she cut the top of her mouth
sharp.
And just the look, I caught her right as she did it, and the look in her face was hilarious. So I just want to share that with everybody that the kid's cutting her face up with food. So good for her taking after me. Good.
There you go.
Luckily, she does not have my physique. Let's just say that she's a very wonderful little girl.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm glad that you get to hang out with Darby today. And she's going to help put together the Waukesha studio. And we're thrilled about that.
Yes.
But Brian, it's been kind of a whirlwind last couple of since we've been on the air last. Friday was a pretty big breaking news story. We had the update and revelation that Rebecca Clayfish had, even though she based most of her campaign on the fact against the voting laws that occurred in 2020, she wants to change them if elected governor. We found out that she herself marked herself as indefinitely confined in the 2020 spring primary to receive her absentee ballots.
Allegedly, she is claiming that it was marked incorrectly and then was corrected. Either way, it doesn't matter. I care that she votes and that her vote counts because she's a citizen of Wisconsin. And I want every citizen of Wisconsin's vote to count just the one time in
every
each election.
Every Wisconsin should vote at least just once. Every Wisconsinite should vote once per election. But allegedly or not of how the box got checked, the box was checked according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. So that is not alleged. That is proof from our state election body. Whether or not she intended to do it that way before all of this outcry from Republicans to change the rules on how absentee ballots are decided here in Wisconsin. That is another story, but that story broke on Friday. And since then, we've had a ton of revelations as well in the 2020 election and a little bit of infighting in the Wisconsin Republican Party, Brian. So I'm excited
to dive in. Like I've been saying, guys, and these people drive me insane. They bother me as much as the next person, mostly because a lot of them I used to be friends with, and now I can't talk to them without going, how do you, really? Is it, Yeah, yeah. Is it? Come on, man. That's where I'm coming from. And just so for me, I'm just kind of stepping back and watching it all implode in front of me, because they're going after Ramphin. They're going after Voss. Voss was subpoenaed. His lawyers answered some stuff. We have a little bit of play-by-play from Patrick Marley, who has a Twitter thread going through there. Gableman said, oh, I guess I'm not really going to arrest the mayors of these. He wanted to arrest the mayors because of some undefined, not really yet charged BS crap that he doesn't even have any documentation for.
Well, he thought that he had the authority to do so with the subpoena power given to him by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, but...
You don't even have a contract right now, you jagoff!
No, so that's what we discovered first on Friday. So in court on Friday, Gableman and Voss, in front of a judge, did announce that they do not have any written contract that Voss and Gableman are operating under right now. And the 2020 election probe has been out of contract for at least the last 24 days here.
So this guy has been out of contract, doesn't have
no authority.
Like, has no authority technically, never did have any authority because they never bothered doing the paperwork to instill him with any sort of authority.
Nope.
Basically, he's walking around trying to interview people in the back room behind a massage parlor. No, it's the liposuction clinic.
Liposuction, yep.
Sorry, I keep getting a massage parlor in my head because that would be too fitting. But it's a liposuction clinic in any case. But he wants to meet people behind the liposuction clinic in an office there with no recording. And your testimony could may or may not send people to jail, including the mayors of
He scribbles it down on a napkin or the back of a sheet of paper, or some kind of scrap paper.
Oh, they have writing implements there.
For at least mileage reimbursement, because there was the $1,000 that was reimbursed through just the, you know, some handwritten notes of this is how far the mileage was that I contend that I drove, and please write me a check for $1,000.
And you checked on that. There's no way that mileage could possibly be right, even if they took the long way every time.
No. Yep. So no,
like,
but
they're cheating on mileage, people.
I too, Brian, would rescind subpoenas that I put out there if it came out in court that I was out of contract for the last 24 days. I would be like, yeah, I'm not trying to jail anybody anymore. Hang on, let me make sure that I got my facts straight before I threaten jail sentences to the mayors of Green Bay and Madison.
Because this gets down to what it really is. This investigation into the election has nothing to do with actually investigating the election. It's just showing that you're investigating something to keep your voters who believe that there's something wrong with the election going. Now, if you actually wanted to find something or see anything specific in there, you'd have a legitimate investigator go through and come up with, I don't know, facts. Maybe while you find things, write down notes. I don't know. Maybe file some things. Maybe keep some records. Videotape all of your interviews so that you can
back up the conversations. Yeah.
I didn't say that. Well, yes, you did. Here you go.
Yeah.
Do it above board, do it legitimately, and make some freaking notes, people. But are they incompetent? Are they stupid? Or do they just are so used to running things like the mob that they don't even, like, are they just seriously, I feel like these are grown-up people who are playing with fake cash registers going, we're running a store, bleep, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop. Like, I wrote a report. I have papers. We're going to file the report. Now you come in and you pretend you're the boss, okay? And you say, where is that report? And I'll say, here's the report. And it's just scribbles on a piece of paper. And they go,
it's all made up.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's all made up.
Other than that, because honestly, you can't tell me it isn't otherwise.
No.
There's no freaking proof to tell me it's not that way.
Well, and that gets to the next point. So, folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're talking
updates. I'm already crazy.
We're only a few minutes into the show, and Brian's already short-circuiting over here. But we found out last Friday, Gableman and Voss admitted that they were out of contract, and maybe a new contract's coming soon. We'll see.
We'll maybe specify anything whatsoever. It's just the taxpayer dollars.
I believe they had until either today or tomorrow to produce that new contract. So we'll
I'm
see
sure,
if the judge
sure
receives
that'll,
it.
I'm sure that'll be
right.
Forthcoming.
And we also found out through a Waukesha court ruling, or at least comments to a judge in Waukesha County, that Gableman will will no longer be seeking jail sentences for the mayors of Madison and Green Bay as a part of his election probe. But then today, Brian, today the story continues because the attorney for Speaker Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss here in Wisconsin, his attorney had delayed the deposition. If you recall, a few weeks ago, Robin Voss was supposed to be down on a catamaran in South Florida.
Did you ever confirm that?
I'm still trying to find it. Amazingly, there was the stories about the fundraiser down there, but I haven't looked too closely again to it. I'm just going off the reports of the allegedly
Let's make the same reports that are just as viable as Gableman's are. Let's just write it down, and then we'll have more records than they do.
Probably, because the attorney
I just wrote it down.
For Robin Voss
is probably more official now.
He finally sat before the Dane County judge that is reviewing an open records case here in the Madison area for American Oversight, who has been requesting these open records from Speaker Voss's office and Gableman's probe to be able to review the documentation for this Republican-authorized 2020 election review. And so Speaker Voss's attorney sat for about 2.5 hours, Brian, of deposition questioning in regards to, this is per reporting from Patrick Marley over the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Full piece, I believe, is coming in a little bit, but Marley did the very nice favor, Brian, of live tweeting out the questioning through this deposition and giving the public updates about what Speaker Voss's attorney was saying in regards to the questioning.
This is happening today?
Yes, it happened this morning.
Great. So let's go through that in the next segment here. Let's figure out what is actually going on here, because I don't know, but it's just as legit as this. I have an official documentation. Voss went to Florida. You can see it here. If you look on the Facebook page for Dueling Tangents or 92.7 Facebook page, Voss went to the number two. It's a number, isn't it? Voss went to Florida. That quote is by me. And I wrote down the date, January 24th, 2022. And I even signed it.
That is about the same amount of documentation that Gableman's probe allegedly had been sharing with
my stuff is
office.
More official. Because I don't even think, according to the testimony, the guy whose job it is to make sure things work over there doesn't even know if Gableman signed anything. I know I signed my document.
That's fair. That is a
That's
fair point.
Proof that
we're
going
to dive more
Florida.
Into this on Brian. Brian sharing more documentation than Gableman's probe. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be right back.